Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Are you ready for a round of Christmas Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Hot Wings, you're first. Would you rather sit on Santa's lap when he's fully excited, or you sit on your grandma's lap while you're fully excited?
Part of me wants to say the second one, because then that means she's alive again.
Amen.
Boy, yeah. So early, what did I learn? I learned Hot Wings would bring his grandma back so he could sit on her lap with a boner.
Well, no, I would sit on her lap with a boner so I could bring her back.
Wait, her with the boner?
Yeah. Hot Wings would have the boner.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I would just want to clarify.
Because he loves, he's so into living grandmas.
No, it's the other way. But
I knew what you meant.
But no, I think, I mean, if everything was alive, I think I would sit on Santa's erect lap.
Steve, same for you. Either Santa's erect lap or Hot Wings' grandma, and you're there with.
No. Oh, Hot Wings' grandma.
No, you're on.
Hot Wings' grandma. Yeah,
you would be on your. Steve, you would be on your mother's lap. Steven?
Fully
what
aroused.
What is this Yule log?
So aroused.
Or she would call it a Yule log.
And that was the day you were tucking it.
So it's
going down.
So it's going backwards.
He's sitting.
That's
going
to break something in there.
Yeah, he's sitting on it.
Yeah,
so,
that one obviously.
Yeah, your mom can totally feel it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Santa.
Kelly, no, a different question for you.
and then Santa again.
Kelly, would you rather eat an entire gingerbread house, like the kind they display?
Okay.
Or an entire Christmas fruitcake?
Oh, a gingerbread house for sure.
Really?
Yeah, because they've got like icing and gumdrops and.
Usually hard as a rock, though.
Are they?
I
like ginger snaps.
Do you want to eat candy and we get to sit on erect mom's laps?
Well, when we did the pre-show meeting, you guys volunteered for that one pretty heartily.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And I'd like to stop talking about sex, Steve. I talk about it too much.
Yeah, we're not letting her.
That's true.
She has
you
to
have
wear
to talk
her,
about domestic has, things like baking.
She has to wear her sex mittens.
Yeah.
Kitchenware and proper attire for dinner with your mother-in-law.
Hot Wings, would you rather have everything taste like eggnog the rest of your life or everything smell like Christmas tree?
Oh, everything smell like Christmas tree.
That's an easy one, right?
I've never had eggnog. I can't imagine.
I actually haven't either, but
my
kids asked me, I would love it.
We were in line at Culver's the other day, and they're like, ooh, eggnog, what's that? And I went,
I don't really
sweet
know.
Christmas milk? And they're like, what? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know.
It? What
I'd
does
rather
it
lose
taste like?
Have you had it, Kelly?
Yeah,
it, in my opinion, it's like drinking heavy whipping cream.
That's what I.
Oh,
yeah,
they
that's
would
what
love
I was
it.
Under the impression of that it's a bit.
But
thick.
Stupid question.
Yeah, so it's an emulsion of milk or cream, and then it's got sugar, and then yes, it's got eggs, which gives it that frothy kind of like when you have an egg in a
just the egg whites or the yolk too.
It just says yes, eggs.
The yolk has to be
egg
in there.
Whites.
Yeah.
Well, you only use egg whites when you're making cocktails for that froth.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then same with like a meringue. All you have to do is whip egg whites for forever.
And then what booze do they put in it when people do put a booze in it?
I feel like it's usually rum. Booze.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right.
I don't know. It could be whiskey.
Oh, rum. Yeah, bourbon or brandy. Rum, bourbon, or any of the browns.
Browns.
Let's see. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Would you rather? Would you rather the next young child you see, you have to spoil Christmas's biggest secret, wink, or both of your children get drum kits for Christmas?
Oh, both my kids get drum kits.
Really?
Yeah.
Steve, what about you?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't mind.
Drum kits.
Yeah, I don't want to wreck things for anyone.
I would not want to do that. I couldn't feel awful about that.
Unrelated, listen tomorrow at 7 a.m. because we have a huge announcement. Make sure all your kids are around the radio, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show that did that.
I know.
Yeah,
they got fired
it didn't go
one
well.
Second later.
Yeah.
And
so
by the way,
up.
And it was a top 40 station on Long Island.
It was a station you should never do certain things on, which
was
is like offend families.
Failing upward scenario. Did they get a better job?
I don't remember who
it
was.
I bet they thought they were
going to. So I'm guessing it wasn't. But yeah, yeah, morning maybe, show maybe. Said, all right, everybody, make sure your kids are listening. It's a major announcement. This and then they did what we're talking about and laughed and laughed. And every parent who was listening was ready to murder that station. And they literally weren't on the next day or ever again.
No.
Let's see. More Christmas Would You Rather. I have to find out where I put them. Bear with me. Okay. Hot Wings is done. Steve, would you rather be stuck in an airport during Christmas or get lost at a Christmas tree farm and miss Christmas?
Airport?
Yeah, it'd be warm.
You know,
yeah,
where, at least where it's there's warmth and food.
Yeah, yeah.
And people plus, watching and bathrooms.
Plus yeah. So many good movies started that way. And then I'd meet John Candy.
That's
and,
usually how you meet a yeah. eventual, a first a foe who becomes a best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we'd travel across the country together
yeah.
with various hijinks happening the whole
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And somehow a tuba would be involved.
Kelly, would you rather be stuck in the movie Home Alone?
Okay.
For a year?
Okay.
Amazing.
Or Christmas Vacation for a year?
Which Christmas Vacation?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. The movie.
It's just the one.
Oh, I thought they did like Vegas Vacation. Oh, yeah.
Those that's are not
one,
Christmas.
Only one is called Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas Vegas Vacation.
Yeah,
Christmas European Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
It was real difficult when they had to do Christmas Summer Vacation.
Remember when Chevy Chase did the Christmas Vacation called Community?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Three Amigos?
I love Christmas Vacation Halloween.
I see what I did. I would.
Do you?
I would like to be in Home Alone because that house is huge.
That's true.
I want to be rich.
I think I'd want to be in Christmas Vacation, though. That family had a good time.
I think it'd be maddening.
Yeah, I don't care for that. That those types
the
of
chaos.
Vacations that yeah go off the rails like that would.
No,
send my
I mean Home actually, Alone. You're right.
Yeah, hospital. Kelly's right. It's a giant house. Before everything goes haywire, they had great food.
Yeah,
good
you're either
gifts. They get mm-hmm. to travel to Europe.
So yeah, you're either in France. Or your home in a giant house by yourself. Win-win.
Yeah, yeah and great. Even if somebody's breaking in, that house is so big, you could find a place to just kind of hole up and let them take whatever. And
yeah.
They're, it's only two guys. They're only going to get so much.
Mm-hmm. Be able to be totally mean to those dudes like he was.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Let's see. Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Would you rather have to listen to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Oh, boy.
Or I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas on repeat for the entire month of December?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Really?
Absolutely.
Not even close?
I hate that hippopotamus song. It's the worst. It's a kid singing.
Oh, yeah. You don't care for kids singing.
No, no, generally speaking, I do not. And also, that's just, it's such a like a cartoony, hokey, like 1930s vibe to that dumb song. It's
does it remind you of something bad that happened in your childhood? Did you ask for a hippo?
No.
Or did you try to date that singer?
No, I don't think I heard that song until I was definitely an adult the first time I heard that song.
All right, this one's for everybody. Steve, you're first. Would you rather spend an afternoon working as a mall Santa or an afternoon untangling Christmas lights?
Christmas lights.
Are you kidding me?
There's a certain satisfaction in that.
Yeah. There's not.
Yeah.
No.
There is.
Santa for sure. Kelly?
I'm with you.
Absolutely.
I've done the Christmas lights thing before. Bring on the Santa suit.
I would do the Santa. There's no... I would rather... Hot Wings, what did you call me? An eager thrower-awayer or something like that? I would...
I'm not
if
sure.
They were so tied together, it was going to take me an afternoon. We're not having lights, or we're not having those lights. It's
well,
gone.
Be careful with you in a Santa costume. We know how your penis likes to accidentally slip out around the kids.
First of all... Santas don't wear short shorts.
All the times that happened.
Well, not until
and
now.
Also, the only time it slipped out, I was a kid.
Right, but you were around other kids.
Well, yeah, no, what she said is true, but it's important to add the part where I was also a kid.
I don't think we need it.
I didn't slip it out. I just, it was there because I fell into the cheerleaders while I was trying to get a loose ball, and then I shot a free throw
with your
my tipple
out.
Yeah. This ain't yours. Grandfather's Santa Claus.
I made both free throws. I realized after the first one, though, that you could see my urethra. So I tucked it away and then made the second one. Most clutch free throw I've ever made in my life.
Free beard claws.
We're coming to a mall and
it's a weird flex
list to you.
Weird to use the term clutch in that scenario.
There's a joke there.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.